If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another Celeb Bet Friday edition of Sports Betting by Dummies. I'm your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
I'm great. I'm looking forward to a three-day weekend. Betting a lot this weekend, watching a lot of tennis. I'm pretty juiced up.
Nice. Everyone loves a nice three-day weekend, and when a holiday like July 4th falls on the weekend, most people get that Monday off, and that's always a great feeling. So the topic of the day, Diz, we want to talk about is trap bets. In your mind or in recent history, can you think of any time where you bet on something that you thought was a for sure trap bet?
Yes. I've made this call before. I threw a house call in Arkansas to beat,
Roberts?
Oral Roberts, that's right. I did a house call on Arkansas. That was a trap bet. But yeah, I think just trap bet for me is something that, you know, feels too good to be true and the whole entire public is with you. Because that means, one, Vegas knows something you're not. Vegas wouldn't take that big of a gamble. So that's a trap bet for me. For the Arkansas-Oral Roberts game, that was just kind of me being stupid. And it paid out, but, like, was not worth a house call, and I was a three-pointer away from losing everything. So, yeah, just trap bet. I think Vegas is smarter than you on a trap bet. So you gotta look at what the public's doing to know if it's a trap bet, in my opinion.
So last night, and I didn't look at what the public was doing, so I can't clarify and say if this was an actual trap bet, if you're going by your definition of a trap bet. But last night, going into the game, the Bucks were like 3-point favorites, and the Bucks had just lost by 22 points to the Hawks without Trae Young. And obviously, last night, neither Trae Young nor Giannis was playing. So I was like, the Hawks, definitely the Hawks are going to win this. And they're getting 3 points. Like, that's easy money. And then it turns out it was a trap bet. It was wrong. And the Bucks ended up winning pretty easily last night. So it's just something. And I think you make a good point there, Diz. If you have a bet that you are so confident on that you think there's no way it can lose, and it seems like just the line is wrong, if it seems too good to be true, chances are it probably is.
See, part of that I agree with, part of it I don't agree with. You can be super confident in the bet. Just because you're super confident in the bet doesn't mean it's a trap bet. A trap bet is more along the lines of what you said, the second part of, like, a line is too big or, like, something kind of catches you off guard. Like, if you do research and you find something that, like, you're very confident in, that's not a trap bet. A trap bet is when, like, a team has too big of a number, or, like, why are they favored to win, or why is the over only at this, or things like that.
Yeah. But anyways, just keep your eyes peeled. You know, you don't want to do a house call on a bet and then it's a trap bet and you end up losing it all. So just be careful out there. You know, Vegas isn't stupid. You know, a lot of times they get the line pretty close to correct. So, always assume that Vegas is smarter than you are.
For sure, because they are.
All right, let's get into the NBA playoffs update. Congratulations to the Phoenix Suns. They are advancing to the NBA Finals. And then tomorrow is Game 6 of the Bucks-Hawks. Bucks lead 3-2 in the series. Kind of like I told you, Diz, last night, the Bucks won pretty convincingly. Both Trae Young and Giannis both did not play. But the interesting stat that I found was last night the Bucks had 4 players that scored 20-plus points. The two surprising ones of the 4 would be Bobby Portis and Brooke Lopez, or Bropez, as I heard on SportsCenter. I like that name a lot. But yeah, if I had to guess, Diz, I bet you even if Trae Young's hurt, still, he's going to find a way to play in game six.
Yeah, you have to. You have to at this point.
I mean,
you got a full offseason. Like,
yeah.
You got to play. You have to play.
I don't think Giannis will play, and I don't know that Giannis will play at all in this series just because, you know, a hyperextended knee, although there's no structural damage, I would think that still hurts pretty bad, and it's a lot harder to play with that than, like, a bruise on your foot.
I bet if there's a game seven, I bet Giannis plays.
Mm. Well, we'll see. It'll be interesting nonetheless, but whoever wins that series is going to face the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals. So let's move to the ice now. The finals are going on in the NHL playoffs. Tampa leads 2-0, unfortunately. Game three is tonight. The game is in Montreal tonight. I think if the Canadiens win a game, Diz, in this series, this is the one. Could the Canadiens win this one and come all the way back and win the series? Possibly. But the Lightning just look really, really good.
Why is this the one?
Because it's your first game in your... it's the first game back home. You're down 2-0. Typically, game three is where you see, like, kind of the last-ditch effort, like the, you know, balls to the wall, the final push. If they go down 3-0, I don't think they win a game, is what I'm saying. I'm saying if they are going to win a game in the series, it's going to be this one. Diz, did you see the end of the second period in the last game by chance?
I did not.
So I believe it was 1-1 with like 10 seconds to go. And a Lightning player passed to another Lightning player kind of in front of the Canadiens net. And the Lightning guy straight up dove head first, knocked the puck with his stick, and the puck went in with less than a second to go in the second period. It was absolutely wild. And after that, I heard a stat that they talked about in the broadcast. The Canadiens actually have a winning record in these playoffs if they go into the third period tied, but they have yet to win a game if they're losing going into the third period. So, unfortunately, the Lightning did end up winning that game, but I think that that kind of broke the camel's back in that game.
Sounds like it. Jeez, that's crazy. I can't believe I didn't see that. I need to look it up.
You do need to look it up. I mean, it was one of the craziest like plays I've seen in the NHL. But come on, hopefully the Canadiens can pull it off tonight. All right. It is Friday, like we said, so it is a Celeb Bet Friday episode. So I got a couple Celeb Bets for us here, Diz. We're starting off with the Podfather. So he chose someone named Esper. I don't know who Esper is, but he's actually picking Esper to beat Joey Chestnut in the hot dog eating contest. A few things. So it's plus 1,000 odds. So pretty good odds. But the only problem is you can only bet on the hot dog eating contest in three states. Those three states are New Jersey, New Hampshire, and Colorado. So here in Indiana, we can't even bet on the hot dog eating contest. But if you're in one of those three states, you might want to sprinkle on the field to beat Joey Chestnut at plus 1,000 odds.
Hey, the field to beat Joey Chestnut is plus 1,000, or Esper to beat Joey Chestnut is plus 1,000?
I've heard both, so I honestly have no idea because I can't look up those odds on our sports book because it's not here. But anyways, they're hoping Joey Chestnut slacks a little bit and someone comes and upsets him. The other celeb bet that we have today, Diz, is from Disher. Normally our same game parlay guy, but he actually has something different for us today, and I'm all about this. He's going to the NASCAR, and he likes Chase Elliott to win the Jockey Made in America 250. So he has Chase Elliott has plus 240 odds to win, and Disher did provide some stats for us. So Since 2019, he has had 8 road course races. In those 8 races, he's had 5 wins, two second place finishes and then a 21st because he wrecked in one of them. And obviously this is a road course race. So Disher thinks it's a lock this week to go with Chase Elliott to win the Jockey Made in America 250.
It's wild. First NASCAR bet on the pod.
I know. I love it when the sled bets get a little crazy and go with something completely different that we haven't done yet. Whole different demographic. All right, let's review our best bets from Wednesday, Diz. I went 2-1. The one I did lose, Shohei Ohtani just got rocked by the Yankees. Gave up 7 in the first inning and actually did not make it out of the first inning.
Ooh.
However, the Angels did end up winning the game, but as you know, I always go first 5, and so after giving up 7 in the first, you know, I didn't get the miracle like the Cubs or the Brewers pulled off against the Cubs. But anyways, 2-1, not a bad night for your boy. How'd your best bets do on Wednesday?
I'm down atrocious. I went 0-3, and not only did I go 0-3, my Wimbledon parlay, where I had 3 heavy favorites, all 3 of them lost their matches.
Oh, no. No.
I don't know how that happens. I don't know what is going on. But we're going to change things up tonight. And we're just taking a completely different route because I need a breather from Wimbledon. I'm going to have to make a strong push in the final rounds to become profitable. I've never lost money in a Grand Slam betting since I've started betting. I'm really scared that's going to happen. So I'm just going to stay away for a second, and then I'm going to go crazy towards the end. But, yeah, I'm down bad. 0-3, technically 0-5. Reds did not win. And then the over for the Canadiens Lightning did not hit as well. So not great, but we're bouncing back.
Absolutely. And sometimes in gambling, right, if you're down bad, sometimes you just need to change up some things. But I have no doubt you'll get it back.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, let's go into our best bets of the night for tonight. I've got 3 MLB picks per... No, actually, that's wrong. I have 2 MLB picks and 1 NHL pick for you. So, best bet of the night. So, first one, we got in the Major Leagues Baseball, we got Reds first 5 minus a half a run versus the Cubs. So, the Reds are 4th in the league against right-handed pitchers. We know the Reds can hit righties, particularly at home, which that's where they're at tonight. The Cubs are actually last in the league in hitting right-handed pitching. The Reds are pitching our boy, Sonny Gray. When he is on his game, I would argue he is a top 10 pitcher in the league. He has a 3.42 ERA with a 3.6 expected ERA, and he actually has a 3.3 ERA at home, so he's slightly better at home than he is on the road. The Cubs are pitching some guy named Mills, who's also a righty. He has a 5.11 ERA with a 4.71 expected, but he has a 7.4 ERA on the road. So I think the Reds first 5 minus a half run is a lock tonight. The other one in Major League Baseball that I have the Astros first 5 minus 1.5 versus the Indians. I don't like laying a half a run. I really don't like laying 1.5 runs. But this is so one-sided that I'm confident enough that it's the best bet, and I'm feeling pretty good about it. Astros are first in the league against left-handed pitchers. Obviously, the Indians are pitching a left-handed pitcher tonight. Indians are 19th in the league against right-handed pitchers. The Astros are pitching a righty tonight. The lefty for the Indians, his name is Hentges, H-E-N-T-G-E-S. I don't even know how you would try to say that. But he's on the mound for the Indians tonight. He has a 7.32 ERA with a 6.81 expected. And he's going up against the number one hitting team in the league against lefties. That's just a recipe for disaster there for the Indians. And then the Astros are pitching McCullers. He is a righty. He is on the mound. He has a 2.94 ERA with a 3.7 expected. And he actually has a 2.86 ERA on the road, which the Astros are in Cleveland tonight. So Astros first 5 minus 1.5 run. And my final best bet. We're going to the ice, like I said. I'm doing it. I'm doing Canadians money line. I'm riding with my team. I'm betting with my heart, which we always say you should never bet with your heart. I'm going against my own advice here, so I'm sure this will be the one to bite me in the ass. But like I said earlier, if they're going to win a game, I think this is the one. So come on, Canadians.
What's the value?
I got the Canadians at plus 116, so not a great value.
Jeez, why? Why did you take that?
I told you, I'm riding with my team, baby.
They're not your team.
My team is whoever I say that is my team, bro.
Cap.
All right, Diz, what do you got for best bets for tonight?
All right, so I'm staying away from the grass. I'm staying away from the ice. Going to the dirt of a baseball diamond. Pat, my most profitable bets have, believe it or not, been NRSIs.
Hell yeah.
So, I'm staying away from hockey. I'm staying away from Wimbledon. I'm doing three individual NRSIs. Very low value, but very probable payouts. I just need to get back on the winning side. I need to get my confidence up before I have an insane finish to Wimbledon. So I'm taking Reds, Cubs, no run, second inning. I just took this because I'm probably going to be watching this game when the second inning rolls around. So I'll watch that one firsthand. Then we got Mariners, Rangers, no run, second inning. And then Diamondbacks, Giants, no run, second inning. For those last two, I just picked no run, second innings for the lowest two overall totals. I believe both of the overs are like 8 or 8.5 for those two games. So. Run second inning. If I hit two of those three, I'm profitable. If I hit three of those three, we're getting silly.
Nice. Love it. Now, before we do get to the Hail Mary parlay of the day, I just wanted to point something out. I didn't bet on this game. I really, really thought about it, and I really wanted to. But, Diz, what do you think the over-under is for a Cardinals-Rockies game in the first five innings tonight?
The Rockies suck.
Rockies are at home, so they're in Colorado.
The first five over?
Yeah.
7?
7.5.
Wow. It's high.
I was going to easily pick the over in that game, and then I saw the 7.5, and as a big first five over-under better, I could not get myself to take the over in that matchup. Now, both pitchers for the Rockies and the Cardinals suck tonight. The Rockies are like Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. When they're at home, they can hit the crap out of the ball. Obviously, the air's a lot thinner up in the Rockies. But even with them playing in Colorado and two terrible pitchers going, I couldn't get myself to take the over 7.5. But anyways, let's go to the Hail Mary parlay of the day. None of these games have happened yet, so you're all welcome. You all can bet with me. We can win this money together tonight. $1 to win $804.39. We're getting a little bit of juice back tonight, Diz.
Love it.
First one, NHL, Canadians money line versus the Lightning. The other nine of these are in the MLB. We're going Phillies first five minus a half a run versus the Padres. Nationals first five money line versus the Dodgers. Pirates first five money line versus the Brewers. White Sox first five minus a half a run versus the Tigers. Reds first five minus a half run versus the Cubs. Astros first five minus 1.5 versus the Indians. Royals first five money line versus the Twins. Angels first five minus a half run versus the Orioles. And Rangers first five money line versus the Mariners. All right, Diz, anything you want to get off your chest before we send these beautiful people into their weekend?
I would just like to say have a safe 4th of July weekend. I love 4th of July more than the next guy, but to make sure we're staying safe, especially with fireworks. I love a good boom every now and again, but let's make sure we stay safe and always drink responsibly, have a good time, and bet together, win together.
Bingo. And that's exactly what I was going to say, is be careful this weekend. We don't want any JPP situations. Make sure you have all your digits. And, you know, chances are it's probably not a good idea to mix alcohol with fireworks, so definitely be careful out there. We thank you guys for riding with us. We're hoping to make you guys money. But remember, bet together, win together. Have a good, long weekend, and we will see you all on Monday.